This is the Leapcast, where we talk about how today's current events impact your real life. If you are tired of politics, or you are just exhausted from the spin, this show is for you. My name is Andrew Lieb, and every week I host a talk radio show breaking down the news from an independent point of view. We discuss real estate, business, and your health, hear from the experts, and learn the truth on the Leapcast.
Personal coach and trusted attorney, Andrew Lieb.
Happy Purim! Happy Purim! What? You're not excited about Purim?
Very excited.
It's one of my favorite holidays, actually. I like that and Simchas Torah. And I see
the theme here.
What?
It has to do with drinking.
Oh, you following me?
I got it.
I like a few different ones though. I like
the
celebratory. I didn't
know Purim was for drinking. I thought it was just dressing up. Like
clearly, you haven't went to when my family was in the city. They used to go to actually the same temple as Dr. Ruth, and I was at a Purim event with Dr. Ruth, you know, the famous sex doctor. I was a kid, but everyone was so sloshed there. She didn't go to the right Purim party, Morty. That's right. The whole case.
Morty, do you go to sloshed Purim parties?
I don't usually get sloshed.
Do other people?
People do.
Tell her about your temple's rules with the alcohol that you told me about for sloshing.
So on for Simcha Torah, our synagogue has somebody manning like the alcohol at all, or womaning the alcohol at all time. And you're allowed two drinks. That's it.
Oh, do people sneak? Do they like?
It's not really possible.
There's but why did it happen? Why did it happen? You got to give the story. Really sloshed. And the temple was concerned. They didn't want to be dram shop. They didn't want to be a dram shop temple where you get sued. Imagine on the front page of the law journal. What is it? Plainville Jewish Center?
No, that's the conservative shul.
We'll go with that one. Don't tell them yours for this. Yeah. Plainview Jewish Center, the fake one, not the one we're talking about, sued for dram shop serving visually intoxicated people who created accidents. Like they can't drive. Well, the conservative could. The conservative has a bigger issue.
But Purim, you're allowed to drive.
Oh, so yeah.
It's not a biblical holiday.
I wasn't talking biblically. I was talking about over the influencing.
Oh.
So I think it's a problem because they drive home. It's a big problem. And so
I'm stuck on the two drink one because people have different body types. So like what
they're
if
not playing. They're not playing. They just don't want none of this. Like I think that
you should have a breathalyzer. You should at least know if you're legally too intoxicated. Some people could have three.
Well, Lauren, I think that maybe we should get you to be womaning the board at his temple. Oh. I'm sure Morty can get you a position.
Sisterhood.
But for Purim, I don't even think they have alcohol in the shul.
At the Chabad, they do.
I'm sure they
do. That's why you're going to the wrong shul.
The temple I grew up in, this was not even a thing. Not even a thing. We used to play games.
I just want to point out the temple she went to was as close to Judaism as a church.
Hey, everybody has a right to choose how they have their own faith, and there's no better or no worse.
I don't agree that everyone has the right to choose what they want because
you don't think people have the right to choose?
Well, I'm watching all over, and there's lots of culture wars, and I think that the choice is gone now, Lauren. You know, I think that the choice is gone. What's that guy's name? He's the conservative modern Orthodox dude. He's kind of a tool.
Ben Shapiro?
That's the one. Tool, and you knew exactly who I was talking about.
Yes, he's a tool.
He's a tool.
He's very smart, but he's a tool.
Very smart, but he comes across like
he
gives the tribe a bad look. Like he's got no swag. He's like all very chumpy. And so Ben Shapiro would tell you, Lauren, that you don't have a choice. If you're transgender, you got to be the sex you're born as. That's what I've been learning from Ben Shapiro. I watched the debate with him, and I couldn't believe that he would take him on. What's the I'm forgetting his name. What's the African American astrophysicist's name? He's really, really good. Really, really good. He's not Bill Nye, the science guy. He's the other one that is on.
No idea. You know, guy.
What do you mean you don't remember? I got to look this up because no, he's really, really, really good. It's
he'll debate anybody, Ben Shapiro. He does not shy away,
and he's been. It's all over.
Wait, is Ben Shapiro like a YouTuber?
He's a conservative a host. He has a podcast. Yeah, and he's on Fox News.
What does he get brought in as? He is an expert.
He has a show.
But is he like an expert in culture wars?
He no, he's a opinionated jerk.
Opinionated journalist.
Okay. Jerk, not journalist.
He comes off as a jerk.
Okay.
No, it's not
a stage presence.
I want you to know that some of the things he says I agree with. It's the way he delivers it makes me want to punch him.
He comes off as a jerk.
So Neil deGrasse Tyson is who I was thinking
about.
Oh,
I've heard
that. So he is,
I always hear their name, I never know what that person
is. Oh, he's awesome. His story is kind of cool. So Neil deGrasse Tyson is this guy, and he does a lot like what I do on TV. You know how I'm all on, like I do legal media analyst stuff? Mm-hmm. He does it.
I had no idea.
Yeah. Really? So, no, I wasn't telling you guys, but you know how he does it for, so he does it for science, and he's been doing it for a long time in the science world. And they were asking him why he doesn't do anything for race relations, like why he doesn't talk about it. And I'm paraphrasing, but he did this whole thing about like, just being present and being the expert where they're not calling him the black expert isn't it of itself doing something for race relations. Like, he got called on just as the astrophysicist. Yeah. Like, his point was not to be a black guy.
I agree.
Yeah, so he's...
When you get to the point where you don't have to point that out, like, this is the first black actor to win an Oscar. Like, no, this... is a great actor who won the Oscar.
And that was his point.
Like, if you get to that point, I think we've made a lot of
and he's got
here.
There. In his world, he's really famous, like next to Bill Nye, the science guy. And I got to tell you, I think that I feel Neil deGrasse Tyson might be better if his name rhymed with science guy. Like Bill Nye has like a strategic advantage, like Bill Nye, the science guy.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. And
it's got a jingle.
I think he needs to get away from Tyson. Every time I hear Tyson, I just... think of some guy with like a tattoo on his forehead.
Oh, I just think about, see, you go there, and I think of the same guy, but I think about playing Punch-Out.
Said a boxer.
Well, that is the boxer. But we're talking about the same thing. Morty's talking about, I'm mansplaining, listen. So Morty's talking about how this guy, Mike Tyson, the person, and how he's squeaky voice, and he's like crazy, and he has a tattoo on his face.
Does he have a lisp too? He does.
And see, your woman's explaining.
I actually saw him once when I was living in Boston. I was walking with a female coworker down the street on Newberry Street, and he was walking down the street, and he passed us, and he said, "Hi, pretty lady." But he didn't say hi to me.
Oh, man. No.
So anyway, Neil.
I was wondering why you had to say that you were with a woman. Okay.
Because he didn't want to mansplain. He was showing you. Yeah. So Neil deGrasse Tyson was having a little debate with Ben Shapiro, going back to choosing what you want to be. And Ben was trying to explain, and this has been all over social media these days. It's not even our script today. Like, this isn't what I wanted to talk about, but I'll tell you. Ben was explaining that he thinks it's a travesty. I'm going to not use his word, but that's how it came across, a travesty that kids could have gender reassignment surgery.
But this is his thing. He's been talking about this for like 10 years.
But he debated with Neil deGrasse Tyson, who's like one of the smartest people you ever saw. And Neil, I love Neil's response. Well, first, let me tell you that Shapiro's talking about it and saying that, and this is the part I don't understand yet. He keeps saying they're too young to make this decision, okay? And the part I don't understand, just being a lawyer and understanding consent, they don't sign the consent form. I'm not telling you that I agree or don't agree with the situation, but the parents are actually making the decision. We have to preface the whole conversation.
They make all decisions for kids.
For a minor.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not – like, if Ben Shapiro wants to say, parents should not be able to make the decision for their kids, I'm fine with that. But what he's saying is the kids shouldn't be able to make the decision. I think he's trying to walk a tightrope because he's one of these people that are also saying, hey, the parents need to decide how to educate their kids. Parents need to be able to decide for their kids. It's parents' rights. So he wants to be a parents' rights guy. At the same time, he wants to say you shouldn't be able to have consent. And then the best part, and Neil deGrasse Tyson didn't say this. Someone else said it. I just have to put it out there because he's talking about how you're doing irreparable surgery.
Right.
And how you shouldn't do anything, any surgery on kids that's cosmetic. And you shouldn't do anything, even if it has psychological impacts. And we're not getting into the
nose jobs.
Well, I wanted to go there, too. But someone else said to him, Ben, I'll bet your kids had circumcisions. And so I want you to know that I am happy I had a circumcision. I am. I'm good with it. I like this whole clean thing. I'm a fan. But I got to tell you, it is kind of irreparable. Like, when like, imagine Morty.
How do you put it back?
Yeah, how do you put it back? Imagine you're 25 and you're just like, you know, I would have really liked to have that foreskin. And I'm just pointing out to you that it's.
Or there's somebody.
Are there surgeries for that? To put it back? Put it back.
Oh, I want to know.
I'd like to know that.
But I guess my only point.
But I guess like his girlfriend saw it and said, you should get it back?
That's what I'm trying to. No.
Yeah, and is there emotional distress damages?
But maybe his boyfriend. I don't know. But my point point is to Ben Shapiro's point. Number one, it's a parent's rights issue. It's not a child's right issue, which I think he's wrong about.
I agree.
And number two, if you're going to restrict it, you should be restricting all sorts of surgeries that are not medically necessary for children. And I'm not telling you that I'm for or against it, but
where's
either
the line?
No, it's just where the line is.
Yeah.
So if we want to say that parents don't have rights for certain things, I'm good with that conversation. And maybe this is one of the things that parents don't have rights with. If we want to say that parents do have rights, though, why is this right different than all the other rights? I'm trying to understand.
Well, like sometimes, like I knew somebody who had a terrible nose where they were just made fun of their entire life. And so when they were like 14 or 15, they got the nose job so that they were made fun of. They had a terrible self-esteem. And so their parents let them have that nose job.
I have another question, though, Lauren.
Okay.
Some of these people that get the nose job, they get insurance to pay for it.
The deviated septum.
Deviated septum. You get your doctor say it. And then, so here's my next thought. Assuming Ben Shapiro's statement would be only if it's physically, medically necessary, because his argument is that it's a psychological thing and it's not, as he would call it, science, although Neil deGrasse Tyson was trying to explain to him that social science is also a science. That's another story for another day. But let's assume for argument's sake, that's only for a physical necessary and it's not physically necessary. Does everyone, are you going with my premise?
Sure.
Here's my question about it. I just have a question about it. Doesn't that become a socioeconomical discrimination event because richer people always got their doctors to give them a deviated septum surgery as opposed to a nose job.
The clinic is not saying that. Because if
you had a doctor that you, I don't know anyone, and I got a nose job because I got headbutted in a soccer game and it was pretty nasty.
It was hockey.
No. So after I got the nose job, the day after I recovered, it's the worst experience. I would never.
Weren't you known as the crooked nose lawyer?
Now, yeah, but okay. I'm going to explain. I'm backing up. I broke my nose when I went up to head a ball in a soccer game, right? And someone missed the ball and headed my nose. And it was really all sorts of messed up. Couldn't breathe. And I did have a deviated septum. It's really bad. I go through it. They pack your nose. It's like one of the most annoying surgeries I ever had. I've had other surgeries. This is one of those surgeries where you can't breathe in recovery for like a week. Like,
because terrible.
It's all packed and you feel uncomfortable. And so they get the packing out. I'm recovered. I go to play roller hockey, which I rarely did. I was more of an ice hockey player. First day that I could do it, got in a fight. Someone punched me in the face, broke my nose again. And my mother wanted me to get the surgery again, Lauren. And that's why I'm the crooked nose lawyer now. I'm the crooked nose lawyer now.
I think he was just known as crooked lawyer and he had to put something in between crooked and lawyer.
Thank you, Marty. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. So anyway, here's the point that I want to get to what Ben Shapiro said and what Neil deGrasse Tyson said, which is about your statement, about your freedom, Lauren, your freedom. Where's the line? But here's what Neil deGrasse Tyson said, and this is one of the fundamental things I live by, which I think is what makes Ben Shapiro a dick. Like, what makes him come out is, like, people just don't like him, and I'm going to tell you why. And if you believe what he believes, you like him. I'm not saying otherwise. He just comes out. Like, he just got this, he irks me. Neil deGrasse Tyson said this, and it's really important. Why do you care?
Yeah. Like, I love all these people with these opinions. They're so matter to them.
And what do you say? Because I.
He just went on and on and on and on.
This is my career. I got to talk about
it. I
can't sleep at night.
But I just love Neil deGrasse Tyson, who's like this astrophysicist, brilliant PhD. And he's like, and he said this too. And he goes, let's assume it's a social science. Let's assume it's not biological science. Let's assume it doesn't belong in biology class. Let's assume that a gender expression, people in different gender expressions are just manifest. They just happen. It has nothing to do with biology. Here's what he said. As a scientist, the fact that that's happening is worth studying. He said, I'm not telling you why it got caused, but as a scientist, if you go into a society and people are expressing themselves in different ways.
Tattoos.
Whatever. He goes, it's worth studying, and I'm not telling you that it belongs in a biology class or a social science class or in a sociology class. He's just like, it's just worth studying as a scientist. It's a science thing. Science is observing what happens and understand why it's happening. And I'm more like Neil deGrasse Tyson. I'm not telling you, honestly, and I worked in LGBT rights, but I'm not telling you that I have a concrete feeling as to whether you should or should not allow a minor to get a gender reconstruction surgery. I don't know enough. Does that make sense? Morty, you and I have talked about this before, that we're not the experts, and there's times where you have to go to an expert, and there's all different considerations that we have to go into there. And I know I don't know enough. Like, it's one of those things where
the
I don't.
The smartest people know what they're what
it,
they know.
And if it's safe and a parent wants to do it, then gazinta hate.
And yeah, and
it'd be a different conversation if we have a discussion of whether taxpayers should pay for it.
Yeah, no, it's a completely different conversation. Yeah. And maybe a parent shouldn't do it because maybe, and I'm not saying, and I don't know this, maybe the studies show, and I don't know, I didn't study it, maybe the studies show that those kids that got the gender reassignment are more likely to be suicidal after. Maybe it shows
that
they
maybe
more.
Maybe it shows that if they don't get it, they're more likely to
I just don't
suicidal.
Know. I just don't
we
know.
Just don't know.
I didn't study it. But my point was to Neil deGrasse Tyson, and I agree with him. And it's like kind of the issue of why I agree with what you, how we started this whole conversation of you saying you're being free. You're free to do what you want to do, you know? Too many people care.
Yeah.
Why do you care? Like, I care that a 12-year-old should not be able to make any medical decisions without their parents' authority. I do care about that. But once the parent signs off on it, and by the way, could a parent do a gender reassignment surgery on their own? No, they need a doctor who's licensed to sign off on it. So once, and by the way, could the doctor do it on their own? No, they need a hospital to sign off on it. So once,
it's a lot of moving parts here.
Once the hospital signs off on it.
No pun intended.
Once the hospital that knows a lot more than me is okay with doing it, the doctor that knows a lot more than me is okay with doing it, the kid who knows a lot more than me is okay with doing it, and most importantly, the parents' rights that know a lot more than me are okay with doing it, I don't see why he cares. Now, I get it. If you remember, I said I went to Perham with Dr. Ruth. If Dr. Ruth studied this, because she was a sexologist, and maybe she studied all the social science research on this, and maybe she had a reason why it's good or bad, maybe she should have an opinion on it. If Dr. Ruth was Ben Shapiro, and she was explaining, I would go, I get why she cares. But he's not even in this field. Like, I don't understand.
It relates to every single thing. Like, all these people have all these opinions on things that they know nothing about.
Like, I get if you said to me, Morty, do you care that mortgage rates are over 7% today? Yeah, like, you care because it, like, affects our life. It affects our ability to refinance, to get a loan, it to does. Move. That's something you should care about. It affects your life. Do you care?
They are really high right now, right?
It's over 7%, Lauren. Like, it's outrageous.
Well, you know, when you drive down the street, like I did today, at least in Smithtown,
okay,
there are so many vacancies of real estate-related businesses.
Yeah, like mortgage companies.
See it everywhere.
They're all going out of business.
Literally, look at the windows, go shopping, go on Main Streets, and you're going to see there are so many companies related to real estate going out of business right
now. So your point is that someone who's a real estate closing attorney, someone who's a mortgage banker, broker, someone who's an appraiser, someone who's a surveyor, well, I said that, a broker. Maybe I didn't say that. No, you're right. Real estate agent, broker. Someone in that industry.
Title closer.
Yeah, they should care.
Really care.
And if you just are, like, have a house or you rent a house, you should care. But what Sally and Tommy are deciding to do with little Johnny that has absolutely nothing to do with you.
Yeah, their life will not be affected in any way based on what somebody else does.
I'll give you another thought. Kobe's wife, you know about Vanessa Bryant? She just settled Kobe's case about these pictures for $29 million, right? I don't care.
Pictures of his, like,
a death,
his body.
Yeah, the body. And she got $29 million. I want to tell you, I don't care because it makes absolutely nothing to do.
It's, well, right, if you're going to live vicariously through people, that she got a good amount of money.
Right, but it's not like if she didn't get the money, it's going to your pocket.
Yeah, like, I'm not sitting around.
Wait,
like,
that's the case, I would care.
Well, no, it's not like.
What about Alex Burnham?
What?
He's going to jail.
Who is this?
Alex, our
Alex
friend.
Who?
We're at the Burdock stuff.
Well, they're not our friends, but...
going to jail.
I thought that
and
was...
everybody cares.
Yeah, that was...
But I want to tell you, I don't care, though. And I care as far as it's interesting. Just like I care as far as Kobe being interesting. And I care as far as someone getting sex reassignment surgery as far as it's interesting. But I don't care as far as, like, my... what I say matters. Meaning...
yeah.
I don't care if Murdo actually goes to or doesn't go to jail. It's just like the end of a movie. I want to know what happened, that he got life in prison.
Well, I would care if he got out and then he moved next door to me.
That I would care.
That I would care about. That relates to me. That relates to you. Right. Yeah.
And that's exactly the point, Morty. Like, yeah. The NHL trade deadline's today, right? The Rangers, they got these. The Rangers are killing it.
Studs, I heard.
Studs. They got Kane. I can't believe it, from Chicago. 34 years old. But still a stud, multiple Stanley Cups. It's exciting. But honestly, I don't care.
I definitely don't care.
So what I'm trying to say when I use the
By
word
By the
care,
way, Ranger fans, I heard that Patrick Kane wants to get gender-reaffirming surgery.
But I care.
And so, no, but like, I think that we need to have different levels of care. Meaning, like, if you are personally involved, like Morty said, if this guy was going to move next door to Morty, I think you should really, really care if he was a murderer. If he's going to live, where do they live now? In like
South Carolina.
Yeah, like, I don't care. Like, it's interesting. Like, it's kind of like watching the OJ documentary. I just don't care. Like, I care like I care about a TV show or a book, or like I care like it's wasting
fictional
my time.
Fictional characters,
yeah,
to you.
That's, you said it. Mm-hmm. That's exactly right. And I think that we're too much in each other's business. And I'm concerned about, like, for example, I don't have student loans right now, right? Mm-hmm. I'm in my 40s, I've been an attorney. I don't have any student loans right now. I got to tell you, I don't actually care that much about this student loan debate.
This goes to Morty's point, which is it's always all about the money, right? It's all about how you feel, whatever the politicians are doing or saying. It's how does it affect your wallet? So for you personally, who does not have student loans, how is the student loan stuff going for you?
And that's what I'm trying to say. Like, do I think it's not the best allocation? Yeah, but I also think buying 3 more jet planes also wasn't the best allocation, or giving money to Idaho wasn't the best. I don't know. Like I would prefer they didn't spend as much tax money, but this specific line item isn't like triggering me. Now, a lot of people seem to care. Now, I get it. If you wanted to get the money and you had student loans, you should care.
Like, really care.
Does that make sense?
A lot
like,
of money.
Like, I think that we all care about, like, for example, I think that if you're a bank right now, you're a bank, you're Chase, you're a investment bank, you're a iBanker, you're a private equity, you're a broker, real estate, mortgages. You should care that the Supreme Court this past Monday decided to take on the case about the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau and whether it properly is being funded under the Constitution and whether they can take away the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau. And if you're someone who uses credit cards and you get protections, I could see why you care. This is
going to... who's taking it away?
What do you mean? There's a lawsuit about the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau saying that its entire funding is unconstitutional, and it got taken up by
They're trying to take away the protection?
No. So the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau is one of the biggest financial watchdogs. It's part of our federal government. Go to CFPB.
Okay.
And so I'll give you an illustration. They look at illegal kickbacks between mortgage brokers and real estate brokers. They look at... like, you remember when Wells Fargo had all these issues with... they're the people that went after them. They're the bureau that goes after...
play clean, don't play dirty.
Yeah, so Elizabeth Warren is considered, like, the mother of this organization. Like, it's a big organization.
Or the Indian chief of the organization.
That, too. Yeah. So, Pocahontas.
So politically correct.
You know, I would have liked that much more, though, if they didn't use Pocahontas and they called her the Lady of the Lake. Because have you been to Lake Ronkonkoma? They have this.
Yes.
They have this great old tree that is carved into the Lady of the Lake. It's an Indian princess because Ronkonkoma, everyone knows that, like, the Indian princess drowned in the lake. And that's why lots of people drown every year in the lake, because she pulls you from while you're swimming underwater. And so that would have been a lot of power for Elizabeth Warren. Elizabeth, come visit Long Island. We'll take you to Lake Ronkonkoma. You could become the Lady of the Lake. It's a future for you. We'll get a carving. But anyway, back to where we are. Consumer Financial Protection Bureau, Morty, there is a lawsuit that's now, as of Monday, the Supreme Court's going to hear it. And it's about whether the funding mechanism for the entirety of this bureau is unconstitutional. So it's like pulling the rug out from under it, as opposed to saying that the organization, the bureau, is unconstitutional.
They can't be funded.
They can't be funded. And so
through Congress.
Well, Congress would be the only person possible to be able to fund the federal, because it's not a private entity. So could a nonprofit, could Bill Gates sit around with Warren Buffett while they're having a cheeseburger and say to each other, I like consume. I don't think he's going to do it, though, because Warren owns Wells Fargo. So it would be like a bad move.
More of an altruistic person.
It would be a bad move. Let's hire the company to be the watchdog that can put us out. It's just bad business. But anyway, the point being that I could see, if you're a consumer or a banker, you care about that, because that's going to impact your life, whether the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau is out there. There's a complaint hotline. There's a way you can get support if you're a consumer. If you're in the banking industry, it really matters. Like, I think that matters. For example, this week, the Justice Department argued in court, and we're waiting for the court to decide whether Trump can be sued personally for January 6th, because Capitol police officers were injured. And the question is, does he have immunity? I want to tell you, Morty, I don't care. But if I was a Capitol police officer who was injured, I'd care. If I was Trump, I'd care. And I guess the point of this is that, are we who we are? Are you Lauren? Are you Morty? Am I Andrew? Or is it Purim? And we're all going to wear the mask of the person, someone else, just so we can get into their business and pretend and be that other person. Because I got to tell you, when you do that, I'm going to roll my grogger and say you're Haman. This is the Leapcast.
Find us on social media at Listen to Leap or visit listentoleap.com.